It doesn't matter how you got here. You might be finding your joy and success in a climb up the corporate ladder, only to find that you're still expected to handle all of the major responsibilities on the home front. You might have started a business that's growing, and while it's having an impact in generating good money, it's demanding more of your time and energy, and you're feeling like the single point of failure both at home and at work. You might be suddenly partnerless, whether by divorce or illness or other unanticipated circumstance, and you're doing it all by yourself. Or you might have envisioned a life with a partner, but so far you're doing life solo, and sometimes being alone feels, well, lonely. Whatever your particular and unique set of circumstances, chances are that you handle responsibilities and care for so many, and yet the one you actively care for the least is usually yourself. Being strong is lonely. What's the solution? Based on the combination of personal experience and lessons hard learned, and what I know in practice as an executive coach, in this book, I offer you a framework and some ideas that will help you look at your life clearly, make conscious, self-aware choices about your path, and build some support mechanisms around you that will help you sustain your changes. I'm going to help you get better at being able to receive. Getting better at receiving starts with a mindset shift. Receiving is not a weakness. In fact, by the time you're done here, I want you to appreciate the ability to receive as being a sign of the kind of strength that is truly and uniquely female. At your core, you are a collaborator and a relationship builder. You are intuitive and compassionate. You are nurturing and fierce. You just need to get better at doing and being those things for yourself, and understanding that doing for yourself does not mean doing it all yourself.